Acharya, all Satera Satishi, Srimad, His Divine Grace, Abhaya Chalanad, Abhakabhananda, Goswami Srila, Prabhupada Vijay, Iskan, Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nandakoti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Namacharya Srila Huidas Thakur ki jai, Purim Se Gaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidvaita Gadadha Shiva Siddhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Sri Sri Radhakrishna Gopi Gopada Sayam Kun Radhakunda Giri Govardhan ki jai. Vrindavanam ki jai, Suranam ki jai, Nabidipnam ki jai, Jagannathaswami ki jai, Yumunamai ki jai, Shivanilasi Devi ki jai, Sulveda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premananda Hadigali Bho. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Meghanath Timidandasya Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshurun Meditam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So today we have an initiation or a fire sacrifice. Someone will enter into the fire. Sometimes we have baby sacrifices. Not really. Don't worry about it. So anyway, so we have a fire sacrifice, and the reason for this fire sacrifice today is something we call initiation or diksha. And I'll be describing that in a second. But before I describe what initiation is, what it does for you and everything like that, I'm going to describe why. Most of the times when people talk about Krishna consciousness, they talk about what and how. And maybe the why gets added at the end. Everyone understands the difference? What, how, why? No? No one knows the difference? Okay. So, anyway, let's give a mundane example of that, if I may. Let's say, anyone's heard of Apple Computer? No, never heard of Apple Computer. Okay. Has anyone heard of World War II? No, any. So, like Apple Computer, the reason they're so successful is they actually present why in front of what or how. You know, why should you get the product? Because you'll be cool. Whether or not it works or not, that's another issue. As you can see, I'm a PC fan. Anyway, so, apart from that, why would one want to take initiation? That's an interesting question. And let's relate it to, why would one want to go to the university? Because when you go to the university, there's all sorts of austerities you got to perform, right? Like going to class, not drinking. Oh, sorry about that one. Not really. But going to class, taking the test, being in anxiety. And so there has to be a reason why you'd go to the university. Of course, you'd go to the university, so you get a degree, but that's not the end of it. Why would you want to get a degree? So probably you could support your family. You can have a decent job, so you're not just sweeping the streets or something like that. That's, you know, that's probably a good reason. Or so you want to learn things, you want to become educated, you want to know about this world. I mean, there's other reasons. You know, one wants knowledge, one wants happiness, right? That's ultimately why you go to university. And it's austerity. Isn't it? I mean, it was so austere when I went to the university, I still have dreams of taking tests. And that was 75 years ago. Maybe not quite that long. But anyway. Close. Close. That's an insult. Anyway, so just like I was just in a temple in India, seeing the deities, and they said, these are the Puran deities, the original deities, the old deities. The pujari turns around and says, you are Puran. So, So you go to the university, you undergo all those austerities for a purpose, even though it's quite austere. And so why would you do Krishna consciousness? And there are certain austerities. Anything you do, there's austerities. My father, for example, he became a very wealthy man because he executed austerities. It's not that he went to the Himalayas and sat down and chanted Om Namo Shivaya for like 3 years or something like that. But his austerity was waking up early every morning. He got up early at 3 o'clock in the morning. He would embarrass any of our devotees here. And he took rest at about 11 o'clock at night. Every night. Every morning. That's pretty austere, isn't it? And he became very successful, very wealthy. Didn't leave anything to me, but that's another issue. Anyway. So, but because he was doing a lot of austerities, actually at the end he said to me he attributed his success to my being a devotee of Krishna. So he became a vegetarian. I mean, he made changes in life. A great, very nice father, loving father. So I'm learning from observing anyone who wants to be successful in this world to accomplish a particular purpose, there has to be some sacrifice, some change, some austerity. I mean, I know this word austerity is not such a pleasant word. You know, things you have to give up. Just like in yoga, you have these two practices, yam and niyam. You know the Ashtanga yoga system? Yam, niyam. Asana, pranayama, pratyahara, dharana, dhyana, samadhi. So the first two are yam and niyam. And yam means giving up. And niyam means positive practices. Ooh. So why, let's stick with the why right now before I scare you all off. You know, because I keep talking about austerities and giving up. And going to the university, you say, this Krishna consciousness is not for me. Well, why would someone take up Krishna consciousness and make certain promises, which we'll hear about today? Well, there's several good ideas, good reasons. One is that we want to be happy. And one's spiritual nature is what? Sat, Chit, and Ananda. We're all looking for this in this world. I mean, now we think we're going to be happy with these mobile phones and computers and, you know, video games and movies. Has anyone become happy by these things? I mean, you see people addicted. Yes, there's a lot of internet addiction. There's a lot of, alcohol addiction, intoxication addiction. I mean, you have all these organizations now. They're called anonymous organizations, where people join to get rid of their addictions. If one's, illicit sex, anonymous, of course they don't call it that, but Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, Overeaters Anonymous, there's so many that I don't even know about. Gamblers Anonymous, sorry about that one. So, because people are not becoming happy by doing these things. It's not that the more you eat, you get happier. The more you gamble, you get happier. The more you have physical pleasure, you get happier. We want happiness. And we want knowledge. But knowledge, not just of this world, but we want to have knowledge of who am I? Where did I come from? What is life all about? You know, where was I before I was born? My mother said, I was inside her. I said, before that, Mom? She couldn't answer that question. Anyway, and where do I go when I die? My mother said, where your grandfather did. He's bowling, and that's why you hear thunder and the lightning, because your grandfather's up in heaven bowling. But my grandfather never liked bowling. He was a golfer. So, Hare Krishna. So, you want this knowledge, and you want to live. I mean, you go to the doctor, please cure this doctor. Like today, I was just talking to a devotee about cataracts. You know, my doctor said, you know, I have to have some cataract surgery eventually. And I'm thinking, you know, you got to cure this, cure that. Ultimately, I'll upload my consciousness to a computer so I can keep living somehow or other. We have to just figure out how to keep this body going as long as possible. So we all want to live forever, right? We all want to have intelligence about everything, the goal of life, and then we want to be happy above all. So that's a pretty good motivation for taking some trouble, undergoing some austerities, right? And then there's other reasons too. I mean, let's even talk about more reasons. We want to help people. We want to have loving relationships, right? We all have a need for love, because really what satisfies us, really what we're looking for, above and beyond our basic necessities, you know, air, food, light, you know, friendship, recreation, autonomy, all these things, above and beyond that, there's a need for what the psychologists call self-actualization, right? There was one psychologist's name was Buck de Maslow, and he talked about it. So, but self-actualization means to understand, what do you do when you're self-actualized? Do you just sit around and chant Om all the time? That's a very boring type of self-actualization. So we're meant to have loving relationships. And we get satisfied or dissatisfied in this world because our loving relationships become frustrated. We want to express ourselves unlimitedly. It's like my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, gave an example. You shine a light inside a box, it doesn't go on very long. But if you shine a light into the sky, it goes on forever, especially if it's a laser beam. He didn't mention that. It goes on forever. So we want to expand loving relationships forever. We want to be compassionate. We want to help people. That was one of the reasons, you know, I took up Krishna consciousness. I said to my mother, I always use my mother as an example in classes. I said to my mother, I want to help people. She said, okay, become a doctor. Typical answer. And I said, but what happens? Don't they ultimately die? I want to help people in the real way that keeps on giving. You know, they can, that help continues. And she didn't have an answer for that. So we're able to express our compassion in an unlimited way to help people. It's so satisfying. We are made in such a way that we become happier when we're helping others. Even people who are just abject materialists say that we're wired in such a way. They've measured somehow, or they can measure happiness, put some electrodes in your brain or something, the happiness quotient. And the person becomes happier and more satisfied when they're helping others. So that's spiritually, materially, psychologically, emotionally. It works like that. So these are the whys for taking some trouble, making some changes, making some promises. I mean, if I could offer you these things that I just mentioned, you know, happiness, freedom from distress, compassion, love, knowledge, eternal life, wow. What a sales talk, isn't it? Can you imagine, like, go Amazon.com. I'm looking for happiness, eternal life, compassion. Would you? I mean, maybe there'd be some book there, obviously. But could you get it? No. So this is the reason. This is the why. And I think anybody would accept those reasons for doing something if they were actually had faith in it, right? If you believed in it. That's what it's going to do. It's going to, not only love for God, which is actually the goal of Krishna consciousness, but love for all living entities. It's not a sectarian process, a religion. It's not a question of, you know, that we're Krishna conscious, someone else is of the devil. This is called that's a tribal religion. A tribal religion is where, you know, we're the best and everybody else And it's just like a football game. You know, like Duke Daredevils or something like that. What are they? Devils? Or what type of devils? Blue Devils, sorry. The Blue Devils against the North Carolina, what are they? Razorbacks? Tar Heels, okay. Sorry about that. I'm not so educated in these things. It's just like, you know, or these soccer games where everybody, like, thinks we're the best and everybody else is, you know, just last place. So it's just universal love. I mean, these are wonderful things. So this is the why. Okay, now let's get on to the what. The what, and finally we'll go to the how, which is the scariest part. So the what is Krishna consciousness. And what is Krishna consciousness? Krishna consciousness is understanding, I'm going to give it in a nutshell, understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There's many different names for God. I know that's a dirty word, God. But there's many different names for God, the Supreme Person. Let's call it the Supreme Person. Yahweh, Jehovah, the Absolute One. And actually, to be precise, in the Vedic literatures, we find information about the Absolute Person has a male aspect and a female aspect. That's very scientific, because if you simply had God and he's just some man up there, you know, where's the ladies? Yeah, what's happening here? You know, because there's men and women here, and probably more ladies in the room, well, about half and half. So there's God, you know, hey, there's no she-God. What's happening? She-God. So, in the actual philosophy of Krishna consciousness, there's a female aspect of the Absolute and a male aspect. And the female aspect is Srimati Radharani. And the male aspect is Krishna. So that's why we chant Hare Krishna. Because it's Radharani comes first. Pretty good, isn't it? So we're really on the cutting edge of society evolution, as they say, because we present the ladies first. Even in the spiritual platform, it's like that. It's nice, isn't it? Radha Krishna, Radha Golokananda, Hare Krishna, Radha Govinda. And in certain places, all they do is chant right around his name. If you go to Vrindavan, Radhe, 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 Radhe. Well, what happened to Krishna? One time I was in Vrindavan for about 2 weeks. Then I went to Mayapur where they chant Hari Bol, or whatever, Hare Krishna. And I went there. I forgot I was in Mayapur. I just said, Radhe, Radhe. And they chastised me so badly. I said, what are you doing? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Sorry about that. What? It's like it's against the law to chant Radhe, Radhe. So we have Radha and Krishna, the supreme persons, and Krishna is so merciful, Radharani is more merciful, and then Krishna, it's just like we're celebrating Gaur Purnima in about a week, that Krishna sees that Radharani is so merciful, so he wants to become merciful like her. He wants to understand her love for him. He wants to experience the ecstasy of serving himself, so he appears as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Pretty nice, isn't it? Pretty nice. So this is Krishna consciousness in a nutshell. You know, happiness, serving Krishna, dancing, chanting, sometimes eating prasadam, which you're hoping will happen soon. So, you know, and philosophy, you know, we have this very, you know, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's words, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's instructions, the holy Dhamma. I mean, just like I was just in India, I was at Govardhan, where Krishna lived, the Govardhan Hill, just seeing all the wonderful, that's Krishna consciousness, seeing all the wonderful places where Krishna did this or did that, and seeing the deities there. Some of the deities there are 5,000 years old. deities of Lord Nrsingadev, deities of Radha and Krishna. I mean, it's just, it's like being in Disneyland all the time. A spiritual Disneyland. Isn't it? Just like you all like to go to Disneyland. And you have to wait in line most of the time. But Krishna consciousness is no waiting in line. You just go, Hare Krishna. And you're there. Golokero Premadana Hari Nama Sankirtana. Hari Bol. So this Hari Nama Sankirtana, the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, descends from the spiritual world. So that's the what. And then we get to the how. Okay, how? We chant the holy names. That's basically it. And follow a few simple restrictions. Okay, we're getting to the restrictions. That's what I want to do last. So, there's four basic restrictions. Not very hard. No intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling, no eating meat, fish, or eggs. Okay, we're finished with that. So, all right, we have these four restrictions. Trying to get it out of the way. No, but we have these four restrictions. Why? There's a why to these restrictions, too. It's not that we just pick the things that are so near and dear to you, that are your very life and soul. You know, why didn't you pick something easy like no beets? Yeah. Something really easy. Well, I didn't pick these things. Prabhupada didn't pick these things. Krishna didn't pick these things. Because these four things, they are addictive. And we were talking about addictions in the beginning. You know, so when one is addicted to things, one loses control. When one loses control, you lose your sense of autonomy. Because in Krishna consciousness, we have real autonomy without being freed from the modes of nature. These are three things that control everybody: goodness, passion, ignorance. Then one is manipulated like a puppet or marionette. I think you've all seen marionettes or puppets. Krishna in the Gita says, Nahi kachit shanamapi jata tishtitiya karma krit karyate sarva. Everyone is forced to act helplessly according to the impulses of these three modes. And then Krishna also says, Sarvanan samati taitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate mamchiyo vyavacharene bhakti yogena sevate. One who engages in the service, in other words, if you're able to give up these things, you become free from these addictions, free from the lower modes of nature. And you're just free to make your choices again in life. You're not manipulated by other people. You're not manipulated by your senses. You're not manipulated by the modes of nature. You're just doing the regulative principles of freedom. That's how Prabhupada describes it in the Bhagavad Gita. Amazing. It's a relief. It's a big relief not being controlled anymore. And who wants to be a slave? Right? So this is why we follow the four regulative principles, basically. That's the main reason. Because you're free. You're cultivating the mode of goodness. You can hear the holy names. You can enjoy life. You know, everything opens up like the sun rising in the morning. It's just beautiful. So we have these four regulative principles. All right, I already talked about them. I don't have to go into detail. And then we also chant Hare Krishna. And the reason we chant Hare Krishna is Krishna is not different from his holy name. And there's certain basic rules you want to follow while you're chanting that will help you chant better, like avoiding the 10 offenses in chanting, like don't offend any Vaishnava, because Krishna loves his devotees. If you offend the Vaishnavas, you lose a taste for chanting. Don't think that Krishna's name or the names of other persons, like demigods, are equal to or independent of the holy name of Krishna or Vishnu. Don't disobey the order of the spiritual master. Very, very important. Don't blaspheme Vedic literatures.
or any literatures that actually are spiritual. Like I said, we're not sectarian. Any literature from any culture that deals with the absolute or helps people reach the absolute, we respect, whether it's the Bible, whether it's the Quran, whether any literature like that that has the same siddhanta, the same conclusion, non-sectarian. And I don't think the Chinese imagination, don't give some concocted meaning to the holy names. Don't commit activities, you know, that will counter your appreciation of the holy name, which sometimes are called sinful activities, or, you know, activities that are counterproductive to reaching your goal. Because there's the why again. You know, instead of just thinking of don't do this, don't do this, don't do that, think of doing things that are productive to reaching your goal. Be a positive. Because you can't do a don't. The more you think of not doing it, the more resentful you get because you can't do it. The more you get attached to doing the thing you're not supposed to do, the more you want to do the thing you're not supposed to do, and then you do it. So just think, that's the way I think. I just think positively. I mean, I've been following Krishna consciousness since in the 1960s, and it's not difficult because I think positively. What is my goal? Why am I doing this? For whom am I doing it? Of course, for whom means for Krishna and for me and for Prabhupada, my spiritual master. It's all based on love. That's why it's called bhakti yoga. It's a yoga of love. So then it's very easy. So, and then also going on with the things that will be helpful to avoid. Don't think it's just a ritual like karmakanda rituals. Don't instruct people about the deeper esoteric principles unless they're ready to hear. Even in the Bible, you have Jesus Christ said, as much I have to tell you, but you can't bear to hear. And finally, you know, try to become more attached spiritually. Remember, I'm not saying don't maintain material attachments. I'm explaining it in a different way. Try to become more attached spiritually, because raso bharjam raso pisa padam jirstani vartate. You have higher spiritual attachments, you're not interested in the lower things. Example I sometimes give, if one is eating a nice chocolate cake, you don't want mud pie anymore. Chocolate cake. You're allowed to eat chocolate. Yes, you should take chocolate. It's good for the heart. So then why do you want something that's lesser? Right? So that's the higher taste. And so, yeah, and just be attentive, because if you want something, you have to be attentive. Like I mentioned my father before, he was very attentive in his business. Focused. Eki ha kurinandana. That describes him. Yavasayatmaka buddhir heke ha kurinandana. That's Bhagavad Gita. Those are on this path of one-pointed. So we have to be really one-pointed if we want something. You want to become rich, you want to become a scholar, you want to get whatever you want in this world. You have to become one-pointed and focused. And you see that with my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, the founder of Acharya, the International Society of Krishna Consciousness, for who we're all indebted to, when he was presenting Krishna consciousness, very one-pointed. Very one-pointed. So, and then also helpful is to study Lord Chaitanya's prayers about chanting the Shikshashtaka. So this is Krishna consciousness, this is the how. I already presented what, and I presented why. And it's exciting. And I find Krishna consciousness exciting, or getting more exciting, year after year after year. It's not boring. Because we have a mission. Our mission is not to be, let me become Krishna conscious and just be happy. No, my mission is to help the world, save the world, change the world. Revolution. Not a material revolution. You know, we're not going out there and picketing or anything like that. But a revolution of change of consciousness. Bhagavatam states this. Tadbhad visargo janataga vipuvo. This Krishna consciousness is meant for changing the world, helping people. It gives me a mission. It gives me a life. Isn't it? It's exciting to have a meaning in life, isn't it? A very exciting meaning. So this is Srila Prabhupada's mood. And this is why We have this book distribution going on. Where's Aditya? See you somewhere? This is why Aditya is my favorite devotee here. Because he's so dedicated, you know, inspired by Shashika. You know, it's so inspiring just to help people, save people, give people this knowledge. That's all we want to do, is give people knowledge so they can help themselves. It's very easy. It's very nice. You can join his book distribution party. He'll be signing up people after this class. So I'm excited. And so this is the meeting of initiation. And so now we'll... That's my brief lecture. So now we'll continue with the fire sacrifice. So everybody should sit around the fire. So all glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. And so the person taking initiation, her name is Elaine. And she's here with a bunch of her friends. And there's a branch of ISKCON, just to make it clear, because this was a question I was asked. We have many different branches that are meant to reach out to various aspects of society. So there's one branch called Krishna West we have here. It's still ISKCON. And we reach out to university students and offer Krishna consciousness. And there's several of her associates here. Why don't you introduce everybody?
First of all, we have Krishna West King, Madhavi.
Madhavi, who's the boss.
Our guest, and JP, of course, is a very big.
Jagatguru, yeah.
JG? Jagatguru, sorry. Adi Prush, where's he?
And Adi Prush is one of our big book distributors too. So don't get confused by the words Krishna West. Adi Prush is completely dedicated to distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. Elaine's so much in love with the deities that she can't wait, you know, until she can get second initiation so she can take care of the deities. And she had an operation like about a week ago. I guess you get your karma before initiation nowadays.
Actually, 4 days ago.
4 days ago, yeah. So, anyway, who else? Why don't you introduce everybody?
Okay. Here we have Jane.
Jane from Ukraine. The family's from Ukraine.
She's a student at UNC.
And we have
Dr. Jose. Year med student and a student Nancy. Graduating from UNC in May. And Irena.
Viva!
She's from Ukraine too. And she's also doing a report on for her class on everything. So she's back there taking notes as well. But she's a big part of Krishna West, too. And some of her closest friends are devotees in the Ukraine, too. So she's very sweet and enthusiastic. She went on our camping trip last year, too.
Oh, cool.
So.
What about Elaine? You mean? she graduated with a degree in film from UNC. So she's going to help present Krishna consciousness utilizing media. Okay, so you want to start? Do you need the microphone?
No. So first it's my 40th month.
What? Not yet? No, he has to do the initial thing. First.
Om 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 Next week, we'll chant verses at Dhammasami. But we do not have copies.
But you should probably give. Oh, you have it on the.
Yeah. Use your smartphone.
What did he say? Use your smartphone. Yeah. Yeah, no one should have it back. What? So. What's that about the already out? Okay. Samasikam pura sunarangam Nandapakoti kamaniya vishesha shobham
Govinda madhi purusham.
You can watch this later. I'm going to turn it off right now until I give the name.